This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Hi, it's Amy Newmark, and this week I'm presenting to you three of my favorite episodes about the Spirit of America, which is a book that we published a couple of years ago, but which Target has chosen to feature in this period heading up to the 4th of July.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your daily dose of Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration. It's Wow Wednesday, and that means I get to share a story that wowed me. And it's from our brand new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Spirit of America. We have a lot of stories in the book about military service members, military families, and veterans. And we have earmarked royalties from the book to benefit the Bob Woodruff Foundation, which helps veterans. The foundation was founded by Lee Woodruff, who wrote the foreword for this book, and Bob Woodruff, her husband, who is the television broadcaster who you may remember was seriously injured when he was embedded with the army in Iraq. So this story about a young military wife really tickled me. It's one of my favorites from the new Spirit of America book. It's called When Hearts Come Together, and it's by Elizabeth Atwater. Elizabeth was driving on the interstate when suddenly it came to a complete stop. And after several minutes passed with no movement at all, people started getting out of their cars. A couple of guys walked ahead and came back shaking their heads. They said they'd gone at least half a mile and there was no end in sight to the traffic jam. They decided there must have been an accident and the highway would be shut down for a while. So people started getting out of their cars, standing in the road talking. Some were complaining, but most were taking it in stride. After all, there was nothing they could do. But there was one young woman who was clutching a little baby, and she was on the verge of tears. And this young woman explained her problem to Elizabeth, saying, "I'm supposed to be at the airport in 35 minutes to meet my husband. He's in the army. He's coming home from a deployment. I'll only get to see him for a little while before he is taken away for debriefing." So she kissed the baby's soft cheek and she continued, "He's supposed to meet his son for the first time." And then the young woman started to cry. And a whole crowd had gathered around to hear this story. And a loud voice boomed out, "That's a damn shame. When a soldier returns from overseas duty, he ought to be able to see his wife and new baby before he is sent for debriefing. I served in Desert Storm, and on my way back to the States, all I thought about was seeing my wife and my little girl." And that big voice came from a burly truck driver who had a wad of tobacco tucked into his cheek. And then the crowd heard the sound of a helicopter approaching. They guessed it must be the local traffic helicopter coming by to check out the shut-down highway. The truck driver got an idea. He hurried back to his truck, and he grabbed his cell phone. And then Elizabeth heard him call information and bark, "I need the number of the local news station." He jotted down the number, and then he called the station, and he insisted they put the station manager on the phone. It took a while, but eventually he persuaded the station manager. He told the station manager it would be great publicity for his station if he would divert that traffic helicopter to a field by the side of the road, pick up that young military wife and her baby, and fly them to the airport. It worked. The truck driver hung up the phone and turned around with a huge grin. He let out a whoop, and he strode back to that baby and said, "Little fellow, you're going to meet your daddy today." And everyone in the crowd started cheering, and then the helicopter landed in the field nearby. Two men got out. One was holding a news camera, and they looked a little confused about this new assignment, but they smiled as the crowd cheered them. And the guy with the camera said, "Where is the young lady and her baby that we are taking to the airport?" And the young woman timidly stepped forward. "Well, come on, honey," he said. "Your soldier will be landing in a few minutes, and we have orders that you'd better be there to give him a kiss." The young woman pointed to her red Toyota and asked what she should do with her car. And the truck driver strode over to it, climbed inside, and moved it safely onto the grassy median. He jumped out, pulled a handkerchief from his pocket, and tied it to the antenna. "It will be fine until you come back for it," he said, dropping the keys in her hand. And then a middle-aged man stepped forward and handed her his business card. "Call me when you are ready to come get your car. I'll pick you up at the airport and bring you back here." The crowd broke into more spontaneous cheers, claps, and whistles, and the young mother cradled her baby and ran to the helicopter. So I just love that story. And we have many more like that in the book. And the next time we get together, I'll share another story with you from our new book about America. It's my personal story about how I remind myself every day how lucky I am to live here. I'm Amy Newmark. Thank you for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. And please remember to share it with your friends and family. If you'd like to learn more about the book I mentioned today, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Spirit of America, go to our website, chickensoup.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.